Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Young, Gifted, and Black, A Journey of Lament and Celebration by Sheila Wiserow. Narrated by Sheila Wiserow. Publisher's Note: This audiobook will refer to visual elements included in the print and ebook editions of the book. This book is dedicated to Jonathan, Alexia, and the billions of other young, gifted, and black folk from around the globe. Chapter 1. The Starting Line. The journey begins. You have equal, if not more, talent at times, but you don't have the same opportunities. You don't necessarily have the same doors open to you or resources that could be put towards your dreams. You, a lot of the times, don't have family members that have ever achieved the things that you want to do. Chadwick Boseman. After his groundbreaking movie, Black Panther, won the top film prize at the 2019 Screen Actors Guild Awards, the late actor Chadwick Boseman borrowed language from Nina Simone's song To Be Young, Gifted, and Black, a powerful 1969 anthem of the civil rights movement. Much like Chadwick's movie, Nina's lyrics celebrate black love, hope, and joy, while not shying away from lament and grief born out of suffering, loss, and regret. A line from Nina's song calls us to consider, what a lovely, precious dream, to be young, gifted, and black. Open your heart to what I mean. Her song continues to honor and inspire black folks of all ages, from across America and around the world. In his speech, Chadwick said, to be young, gifted, and black, we all knew that we had something special that we wanted to give the world, that we could be full human beings in the roles that we were playing, that we could create a world that exemplified a world that we wanted to see. He continued backstage, and when you aspire to do something that is outside the realm of what the world would see you doing, to be young, gifted, and black is all of that. It's to have everything, but then not be quite able to grasp it, and to be able to persevere through that, though. This book is both for and about those gifted black millennials and younger adults who dream and strive for a better life and a better world. And it's for those like me who were gifted young adults and are now processing our life stories or are raising the next generation. If life is like a race, then our lives begin at the starting line. There are rules to follow, such as where and how we are to take up our position. Then we wait for the referee to instruct us to get on our marks, get set, go. During the race, we must stay in our lane. Taking all factors into account, we can assume each runner has a fair shot at winning. However, this is not always the case, because there may be obstacles along the way. In life, these impediments may come from home, community, church, and society. The obstacles we face may give rise to stability or instability. The impact is undeniable, yet unique for each of us. It's important to note here that the Black experience is not a monolith. An article in the New Republic notes, we don't all agree on what blackness or Americanness means, or whether we should even reconcile those two things. But we all have our own stories, and those stories are crucial to understanding the experience of black millennials and others, and what that experience says about our country and our faith. For over 30 years, I was a therapist for folks of various ages and stages of life. The settings varied from public schools, residential facilities, prisons, universities, private practice, and the church. I saw how personal, societal, and educational interventions primarily focused on those.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?